Step into your private luxury premium blocked party episode. The content you can only get by giving us your money. Look at you, you're such a big time.
Everybody, welcome back to another bonus edition of Block Party. This is Block Bag number 17. This is a mailbag episode where we answer questions from you, the listener, and we have a very special guest today.
Maybe our most special guest of all time.
Might be, yeah. Against all better judgments. No, I'm just joking. Our guest today is my father, John Cullen IV. Hey, Dad, what's up?
Not much.
Hey, Mr. Cullen.
Hello, sir.
Yeah.
Hi, Daniel. Daniel's so, a producer.
Yeah.
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 He's a very good producer.
Yeah, he's a great producer. Yeah.
This is your first time meeting Dan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. We were saying that I think, Dad, the last time you would have seen Stefan might be my 30th birthday or maybe at one of my shows, album recording shows. You might have seen Stefan.
Yeah. Possibly.
Yeah. If it was one of the album recording things, I know on one of those, I wasn't in the best of shape in the world.
Like, you mean you were all drunk?
Yeah, hammed up.
Yeah,
yeah.
A little hammed up.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I mean, you listen to the show every week, right? So you're pretty familiar with it.
Yeah, of course, but I was told not to.
Yeah, I don't let you listen to it.
But I did see the one with the...
You listen to Arian Foster, right?
I was going
to
say, okay, the Houston NFL guy.
Yeah. What'd you think of that episode?
It was good.
Yeah?
Yeah,
yeah, he was a great guest.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Yeah, good sense of humor.
Yeah. Yeah, very pretty, charismatic guy.
Pretty chill.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a chill guy.
Yeah.
Hang out. Yeah, sorry you didn't get a pro athlete for your debut on the show, Dad.
We tried.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
All good.
So you told me that you, before we get into the questions, you had something prepared. So I don't know what that even means, but you came here with a paper bag, which I've never, it's the biggest paper bag I've ever seen, first of all.
Is it wet at the bottom too?
It's wet at the bottom because the sprinklers are on outside when we were walking upstairs.
Okay. It's not from bag.
It's the biggest paper bag. Like, I wouldn't even know where to buy a paper bag this size. It looks like a paper bag from a movie where they're like hiding something in the paper bag. So you have that, and then you also have this like art carrier thing. So anyway,
I see one picture in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do I. I sort of know the I know what's in there. I just don't know why it's here.
Okay.
So go ahead, Father.
All right.
Take it away before we get into the questions.
So in terms of the paper bag,
yeah,
that's from Safeway.
Okay.
That explains why it's so big.
And I got a paper bag at Safeway because the vinyl bags they give you, I leave in the car.
Okay.
So the vinyl bags cost 25 cents.
Yeah.
And that costs 10.
Yeah.
So and that's a big savings.
Well, yeah, it is. But I might as well stick with the paper bags because I forget the other ones every time anyhow.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's in the bag?
What's in that bag?
Yeah.
I guess you're going to find out.
Well, I thought you said you were going to do this. You said you wanted to start the show. So yeah. He's brought a paper bag that's quasi wet and he's not going to tell you what's in it, Stefan.
Okay.
I'm working up to it here.
Okay. All right. So do you want to answer some questions first and then do your thing? You said you wanted to do your thing first.
I do.
Okay. So go ahead.
Okay.
So I'd like to explain to your listenership.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So your listeners are on a ship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
We call them the blockheads.
The blockheads.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. So I just want to explain to the listenership. It's taken me 3 years to get here.
Yeah. Long journey. Mm-hmm.
Not happy with that. Especially since Rebecca's been here.
She lives here.
I don't care. So what? I'm your father.
Yeah.
You're not even married yet.
So?
I should have been in here before her.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a given.
Okay.
But I'll never get through that. Anyway, The one.
Yeah.
Thing,
so what my dad's referring to is he has been bugging me to be on here.
I've
for
been
the last
I've been trying
years.
To get him on for 3 years.
Yeah,
and since, I've been since the start. I've been trying to get you on. And he keeps pushing back.
Oh, jeez.
So. I believe
okay,
that.
Okay, yeah. Wow. Here we go. I already see how this episode's going. Oh, Mr. Gullen, I've actually been begging for you to get on here.
Yeah.
No, I like you already.
Thank you.
Anyway, yeah. Go ahead.
And in terms of that, well, that's a whole other thing. Right?
By that, he means me.
He gestured at John. Yeah.
So okay. Here
yeah,
I am.
You're here.
It's,
so 3 years.
It's 3 years. It's yeah. weird listening to myself.
It's fine.
It you'll takes be, a little.
You'll
yeah,
get used
you'll
to it.
Get used to it pretty
yeah.
soon.
Yeah.
So, I guess we can start with the art bag, right?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. It's up to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I know nobody can see this, right?
Yeah. Yeah, this is an audio medium. Yeah.
But we can just, we do a lot of video stuff
yeah,
anyway.
We
can, so we,
yeah,
can,
we
describe
can describe it.
Yeah. And Dan's got the camera. So
this, even though it's taken 3 years.
Yeah.
This is a tribute to you guys.
Oh,
yeah. Tribute to us.
Oh my God.
Holy
it is.
Shit.
Okay.
So I do a lot of photography.
Yeah. I follow you on Instagram.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What do you ever like anything I put on there?
I like the stuff. Yeah.
Who are you then? I don't even know if you're who you are on there.
Boring as heck.
Yeah. I'm on there. I follow
is,
you.
Is that what your handle is?
Yeah,
on?
That's yeah. his handle. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, this is a gallery piece here, right?
Wow.
Yeah. And so that's one of the photographs that I did.
Yeah, it's nice. So, abstract, wow. It's an abstract photo.
Yeah.
So that was in the South Surrey Gallery for 2 months.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It didn't sell.
Okay.
I thought it was quite reasonable at $425.
Yeah.
I agree.
Considering it cost me $300 to produce it.
It looks great.
Right? Yeah. So I'm donating this to the Block Party.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
For the studio.
For the studio. We need more art on the walls.
Yeah. And well, there you go.
This is awesome.
Now we got one.
Go right there.
Yeah.
And my son's always very supportive because he did come to the show where this was being displayed.
Yeah.
And I think I talked about giving it, you know, or donating it, whatever the case.
Yeah.
And I think he said, if no one else will take it, I can take it off your hands.
I mean, I, yeah, okay.
Well, I think that's what you said.
I don't know.
Which
yeah.
hurt my feelings. Sure. I'm still hurting.
Well,
over that,
no.
Right?
I mean, so. do you want me to get specific about what happened? You asked me to put a picture
your
of
idea
yours.
Is specific and mine's probably different.
Well, do you, thank you for the photo, by the way.
It's beautiful.
We will put
yeah.
it up.
It's so nice.
Photo.
Yeah. Thank you.
But your idea was you thought that you wanted to put one of your photos up in the studio because you thought that our guests would come on the show and see it and want to buy your photography.
I know.
That's
I
a good idea.
That's what I'm trying
but
to
do. We have broke comedians on the show all the
get,
time.
Get like, the NFL guy back.
Yeah, it's true. He didn't come in studio, but you're right.
Well, if, but he would see you.
Arian
though,
Foster,
on
yeah,
camera.
Maybe
he'd
he would be
it.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, that's good. Where can I get that?
Yeah.
I think he'd really like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. he get, yeah. He gets pretty high, so I think he's a big weed guy, so I think he'd like this.
That looks great.
An
yeah.
abstract
and
vibe.
We can do a whole show, and I can explain what that is to you.
Yeah.
But we don't have time today.
Okay.
Well, it's also, so, it's not, yeah, this is an audio medium, so not a great
do you
place
want
to try
it?
To describe
Do you want
it.
To describe kind of just...
Well, it's a shot of a forest, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's titled Hide and Seek.
Okay.
And really, it's either one or two things. It's extremely evil.
Okay.
Or it's where the leprechauns play.
Okay. I can see both.
You decide, Stefan.
And you can take it from there.
Yeah.
Daniel, you know what? $300 for you. If you want to take it off my hands, as Johnny puts it, $300. You don't have to decide. Right.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Jeez. I'm getting it from all sides
well,
today.
Yeah. 100 each.
Yeah.
I mean, you said you were giving it to us already. Why are we now paying for it? You said you were going to give it to us, and now all of a sudden it's $300 again.
I was lying.
Oh, okay. All right. So what's the next thing you have?
My next. Okay. So now we go into the
In your bag of tricks.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're never going to get to the questions.
This
the
is
whole,
fine.
The whole
I
episode
love, this
is going to be show and tell.
That's the whole idea.
Yeah. Okay. So this is the paper bag.
Yeah. So this is the Safeway paper bag that my dad paid 10 cents for.
Oh.
You have to appreciate, right? Like I'm retired and lonely. So that this is what this is all about, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So you notice the theme here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this could be a blocked party trying to get into those woods to do who knows what.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You follow?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is part two of Block Party. And I'm officially today blocking the effing Leafs who pissed
Whoa.
Me off.
Okay.
Oh.
The he's Leafs got a Leafs t-shirt, two Leafs
this,
hats.
This is every piece of Leaf, whatever you want to call it, refuse that he's given me.
Yeah.
So I'm donating this to Block Party, and I will take it back when the Leafs get through the first round.
Wow. So never.
Precisely. So really with these... Doesn't matter what they'll disintegrate by the time I get them back.
We signed, signed Jared McCann today.
John has traded for him.
Yeah, sorry.
Mixing up trading and signing. Yeah, but John has sort of blocked the Leafs as well. And I've blocked
Stefan
the Canucks.
Stefan and I are talking about cheering for the Kraken
and
this year.
My dad has blocked. My dad hates the Canucks now. Like, I think we're in the same sort of situation a little bit.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm on board with the Kraken.
Yeah.
I think they'd be a lot of fun to watch.
Okay, so you're blocking the Leafs.
They got a stupid name.
So I have to keep the shit.
The jerseys,
I have to keep
Seattle
this shit in
crackers.
I have to keep this shit in my house.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, my friend over there would probably take it home.
I mean,
I don't know.
That might be a tough sell for your partner, Irene, to be like, hey, this is John's dad's clothing.
Maybe Dan again?
Yeah.
Although I don't want Dan covering up his hair with hats.
That's
right?
True. And, that's a good point.
Are you a Vancouver fan?
Not anymore.
Yeah, okay. Same sort of situation as me, I think.
It's because really, for these, there's a deal on these today, too, actually. So.
Okay.
What's the deal?
Considering they're the Leafs, probably not worth much. But
this isn't a mailbag episode. This is let's make a deal. My dad is the host.
I'd take $20.
Okay.
I mean,
John?
It costs a lot more than that, but anyway, okay.
All right.
And what else?
And we have this beautiful shirt, which is the original Leaf.
That's the old logo.
Yeah, I bought that at the Leafs Arena, if I recall correctly.
Is beautiful.
That's a great,
But what the Leafs have done to me over the years.
Yeah.
And my family. And my mom, who's no longer with us.
Yeah.
I never put it on.
Yeah. And you got the Leafs mask, too.
Give me a break.
I gave him that the other day because he didn't have one and we went out for lunch. I don't know what. Anyway,
first time in 18 months.
Okay.
Where'd you guys go?
We went to the Hooked on Fish.
Yeah, it's like a fish and chips place in Crescent Beach.
Oh, very nice.
Right by the water.
Okay, yeah.
I haven't had a draft beer in 18 months. Like, I took one sip and it was like...
I went to a seafood place with my partner Irene last weekend and had a draft beer for the first time.
Your partner?
Yeah.
Is that your girlfriend?
Yeah.
How dare you call her your partner, Stefan?
And we got some oysters. We got some fish and chips as well.
Yeah.
And it was quite nice. Yeah. It was nice getting some seafood in a restaurant and the draft beer after.
And deep fried pickles.
Oh, I haven't had those in forever.
Deep fried pickles are pretty damn good.
They're so good.
And then he tells me, I get my pickles in Granville Island.
Oh, yeah. He says that to me all the time too.
Great pickles, Kalen and Hobbs.
They are good pickles.
Yeah, really good.
They are very good pickles. But
I don't have any right now. Otherwise, I'd give one to you, and then you could see what I'm talking.
They
about.
They are very good pickles.
Don't bring it up then. You should have had some here.
Well, you just made fun of me for having them in the first place.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. So shut it.
What's the third thing? Is there?
I think there's four. There's two more things.
Oh, there's two.
The two things that are in there right now may come up, may not.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. So those are being saved.
So I can hand the show back to the mailbag.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's the mailbag?
Well, this is our listenership. So they submit questions to us. Our Patreon subscribers can... Because this episode is behind a paywall.
It's behind a paywall.
So people are paying to listen to this.
Yeah.
Maybe not yet. We're not finished yet.
Well, That's true. They are paying for it, so...
And so
even if this is shit, you're going to put it out in the market?
I mean,
yeah,
I will say already, this is not shit. This is a very good episode already.
We'll see.
This is a fantastic episode already.
12 minutes in, we'll see.
It'd be a lot better if I ran the whole thing, but that's all right.
Well, I mean, maybe, you know, you can pick and choose some of the, do you have the questions picked up?
I got the questions.
So what happens if I don't like the question? Can I pass?
I mean, you can if you want, but that'd be pretty.
We carry on with the game show theme, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if
that piece of mail pass.
Yeah. You can do that.
The reason is I should also qualify one thing, right? Mm-hmm. So I asked my wife when I was going to come here after 3 years, and I've been bugging her for 3 years, calling him names and stuff because I haven't been here, right? So I said to her, so do you have any advice for me before I go on the show?
Mm-hmm.
And she says, just be yourself.
Yeah, that's what I would have said too.
Then she says, actually, no, don't do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't have said that. That wouldn't have been the advice I gave.
So that leaves me, I don't know what to make of that. And then she said, don't talk about this and that and all the, I didn't listen to, I don't give a shit. I didn't listen to any of it anyway.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, no, you're doing great.
We've been going together for 40 years, right? It goes there.
Yeah.
There's nothing to stop it out the other end, right? That's the only way you survive.
Yeah.
It's the only way you survive, yep. Stefan.
And by the one other quick thing, we did get our bickering session in before we got here.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a doozy. It was really good.
Okay.
And yeah.
So now you're comfortable.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
you've got a huge beer glass as well. I love it.
The whole garden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. It looks great.
It's a nice place to visit.
Yeah. We'll carry on.
So we told people that you were coming on the show. So the questions are sort of a combination of questions that are maybe directed at you specifically that Stefan and I can sort of chime in on, yeah, or just general questions. This one comes in, and I think this is good because we're 14 minutes in. So this is like the right time to maybe get this out of the way already. Mm-hmm. This one comes in from HG. Mr. Cullen, if you had to choose between adopting Stefan or Dan as your son, who would you pick?
Dan.
Yeah, that's the...
No hesitation.
Yeah.
That was no hesitation. No. Why is that? Why were you so in on Dan?
Is it the hair?
Well, that's a big part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, just I like the whole package.
Yeah. He's got a good vibe.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. I could see Dan benefiting from you adopting him as well.
But your name wasn't there, so number two is my other friend.
Yeah.
You.
Your third?
Well, he doesn't have to adopt me. I'm already your son.
He's not in the top 10.
Well, but there's no adoption. I'm not. What? You don't have to adopt me.
How do you know you're not adopted already?
Well, that's a great point. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm adopted. I am actually
that's
adopted.
That's true. You are adopted.
So, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess I could be double adopted, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then your parents might get a bit pissed off.
That's true. Well, then they could adopt you, maybe.
Oh, or Dan. Like a switch.
They might pick Dan as
they
well.
They might pick Dan, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you see any resemblance?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
God,
you guys are both handsome.
Means I'm doing shitty. I'm starting to look more like my dad. Usually people are like, no, absolutely not. Now it's like, oh, you're 36. It's getting closer.
35.
I know.
Yeah.
I keep saying 36.
You keep saying, well, 36 sort of sounds better.
I will be 36 this year.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Any big plans?
No.
No?
36 is like, what a stupid age to turn.
I don't know. You could have people over. We could
maybe something like that. But I mean, who really?
So here's a math question for you.
Yeah.
If you reverse 36, what number do you get?
63.
Okay. Good for you. That's quick. You're quick.
That's how old my dad is.
Oh, okay. That's
what he's getting
that.
At there.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
You got that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is a good, I think this is something that people will want to hear as well. Just a specific question for my father.
Okay. This
one's from Seltzer Dad. Mr. Cullen the Fourth, what's your favorite story to tell that embarrasses John the Fifth? It's well, gotta be hard for you. Cause I'd never really done anything embarrassing.
Oh no. So I tell you that story and I have to be honest. We actually touched based on this recently for what God knows, whatever reason. But so I used to work out of the office at home.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd work in, well, actually I didn't do a whole hell of a lot in there either, but that's a whole other story. So I'm sitting there one day and I hear footsteps going up and down the hall, up and down the hall. And maybe that day I was actually doing something substantial or critical or who knows. So I open the door and it's him.
Yeah.
And I said, something bothering you? And he says, yeah.
Okay.
I said, okay, well, step into the office. So he comes in the office, sits down. I don't mince my words. I said, so? He says, my balls are swollen.
It's true.
So I say, that's not good.
How old was John here?
10?
Oh.
No. I don't know. How long
ago
was that?
I don't even remember. I'm trying to think of what time this...
10 years ago?
My balls have been swollen a few times. I'm trying to remember what... Because I don't know
why... I only know of once. I don't want to hear anymore.
No, I know. But I mean, I'm just trying to think of like... I'm trying to think of why I would have wanted to bring it up to you. Like, why would I have thought that you had advice about it? That's what I'm trying to think. Because you brought it up the other day. And then I was like... I don't know why I would have asked you about it, you know, or maybe it was just that it was bothering me. So I brought it up, but
I'm a man of the world.
I guess so, but I couldn't really.
I feel like if I would ask my dad as well, like I would bring that up.
Yeah, like you know? I would have been probably, if it's the time I'm thinking of, I would have been like early, like either 19 or 20, I think.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway.
Anyway, yeah. So when your son's sitting in your office saying he's got swollen balls, I wouldn't have expected that.
Right.
So, and without the gory details, and
well, you already gave them. My balls were swollen.
I know, but it gets better.
Wait, what are the gory details?
Yeah. Well, so then I, being dad / doctor / psychologist mm-hmm. / whatever else, we had to delve into why his balls were swollen.
Of course, yeah.
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 But see, that's what I'm trying to think is like, what was it?
You don't remember why they were swollen?
No.
Oh.
You got hit with a hockey puck or something.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
I remember now. That's why I mean. I wasn't sure what incident it was. So I do remember that time.
But the discussion was very interesting, and we didn't know he got hit with a hockey puck until after he went to the doctor.
Oh, okay. So you weren't sure what was going on.
No, we went through his whole history of various matters.
Okay.
I mean,
Did you, John?
I mean, I don't remember.
Oh,
that.
Come off it.
I don't remember going through my whole sexual history with you.
But how long did that take? I never mentioned that word.
Well, but that's what you were obviously referring to.
Don't tell me what I'm referring to. I wasn't referring to that.
Okay, well, what were you referring to then?
I said various matters.
Okay.
We leave it to the listenership.
Sure.
You can't give them all the answers, and we can't go through your whole history.
No. So, but I just, yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe another show.
Yeah.
We got an art show.
That could be a whole, yeah.
We got the Swollen Ball Show.
Yeah.
Episode number.
But why? Okay, but here's the thing.
We could
that
do
I'm
two
trying...
episodes on the swollen balls, right?
One for each ball.
Precisely.
Yeah.
You are quick.
Here.
You obviously studied math. I can see that.
Okay, but here's
that's where I learned how many balls there are.
Yeah, exactly. What's 1 + 1? Well, I don't know. I got, I think, 2. Okay, but here's what I'm trying to figure out. Why is this... Because the question was an embarrassing story. Like, why is this embarrassing? Like, why do you think that this is embarrassing? Because to me, I was just a son in need of medical advice going to his father.
Yeah.
You paced up and down the hall for a friggin' hour.
That is kind of funny.
Because you were afraid to bring up the fact that you had swollen balls. So I'm guessing that's embarrassing. And if it wasn't for you, I don't really care because it was for me.
It was embarrassing
and
for you. Okay.
She mentioned the fourth. I'm the fourth. Embarrassing for me. And it was embarrassing for you, or you would have just come in and told me what was going on.
Yeah. I don't remember.
But. How are your balls fine now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As far as I know.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. I'm just making sure.
It's all good down
yeah,
there.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. Mine are fine too.
That's good. I'm glad. Yeah. I was.
Yeah.
So thank you for telling me.
Yeah. No problem.
Do you want more embarrassment?
Yeah.
Or are we finished with that one? I don't care.
Well, I mean,
I would.
Well,
yeah.
This is a follow-up question.
Okay.
So, because
okay,
this question, this is not from the same person. That was from Seltzer Dad. This one's from Cool Friendly Guy.
Is that last name or first
Seltzer
name?
Seltzer Dad. It's just like a username.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. Their name is not Seltzer Dad.
That's I see.
Just
okay.
Their, like,
yeah. It's in our Discord. Which
it's in
is
our
like,
Discord server, which is like a chat server. So people don't always use their real name. So that's why we like the next question is from Cool Friendly Guy.
Seltzer should be the name of my next grandkid.
That actually makes sense.
It's a cool name.
As like a middle name, maybe.
So this is from Cool Friendly Guy, Mr. Cullen. Everyone addressed you as Mr. Cullen, which I thought was very nice. What's the most embarrassing thing you remember John doing as a child? So that story you told, you know, I'm like a 20-year-old. I'm an adult. I'm a 20-year-old man. What's an embarrassing thing that you remember me doing when I was like a kid?
Every time you went to a birthday party.
Well, what was embarrassing about that?
You got sent home within an hour, and we knew that was coming.
What?
So, I really only remember one birthday
so
party.
So what you
I got
did there
home.
That was embarrassing, well, people probably don't need to
well,
get into
Well, you're
that.
Making it sound like I friggin' took my dick out at a party or something. I didn't do that. I just
Maybe
fought.
We get off that theme.
I just fought kids.
You fought? You got into fights at birthday parties?
Yeah, I tried to drown a kid one time, I think.
What?
Well, not really.
Oh, you successfully drowned a kid.
Yeah, I didn't try. I did it for real. No, I wasn't actually, but it was a pool party and I got mad at a kid. So I like
you held
him.
His,
yeah, held his head under the water and I got kicked out of the party. Yeah. I remember that one, but I don't remember being kicked out of other birthday parties.
Oh, you got kicked out of everything.
Well, I got kicked out of school for sure in hockey, but I don't remember getting kicked out of other birthday parties than that one.
You ask your mom every one of them. We just sat by the, we just sit and wait. How long do we ran a pool. How long do we give them at this party before we get the proverbial call? We just pick up the phone. Yeah, we'll come and get them. Yeah. They don't even say anything. Yep, we'll be right there 10 minutes. You don't have to tell us what happened. No problem.
I mean, it wasn't that bad.
Well, I don't know. It sounds like it was.
Well, was a very bright kid.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what's happened since then, but anyway. So you wait for the social skills to meet up with the intellectual skills.
Yeah.
Right?
And still waiting.
Yeah, well, same with me. Like, jeez. That's never going to happen with me, for sure. So
you're going to give, like, when I have, when, because we're going to have my dad on, and maybe my mom's going to be on as well. I mean, you're going to get me back so hard, I think, right?
I don't think so, because I respect you.
Oh, okay.
So that's a bit of,
thank you for respecting me.
You're
that's
welcome.
So nice. Yeah.
That's, I mean, that's pretty much how the show goes.
Do you actually mean that?
That I respect Stefan?
Hmm.
Yeah, of course.
I respect your son also.
That's a love in here.
Yeah.
There is a lot of love in here.
Yeah. I respect Daniel.
Oh, I respect
As
Dan.
As you should.
Yeah. I respect Dan more than John. And I know he respects Dan more than me. Dan is the most respected guy in here, I think.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Well, do you want to do the Dan-related question?
We do. Well, we did. We already did the adopting Dan.
Well, the vegetable one.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. I didn't even write that one down. That is good. Because I guess I just thought, I didn't know if my dad would know this, but what vegetable, like what standalone, this is from Alan, what standalone vegetable do you think was the last vegetable Dan ate, and when do you think it was?
Dan famously doesn't like, I mean, you don't eat healthy, I guess, right? So he doesn't really drink water, doesn't really eat fruits or vegetables. I mean, yeah, you've got the
looks
candy.
Like a cake.
Front. Yeah, it is. It's like a snack cake. I'm going to say, God, I mean, I think, is like a French fry a vegetable?
No.
Okay, so that doesn't count.
My guess is that it's a carrot.
I was going to say like a baby
carrots,
carrot.
Carrots are like very accessible.
You know what I'm going to say? Carrots or celery with wings.
Oh, that's actually not a bad call. I was thinking that Dan had that AV job for a while where he was doing like AV at conferences at hotels and stuff.
Oh, they might have had like
a hotel buffet or something where you just picked up a carrot stick. Am I right? Do you think that's the last vegetable you've had, Dan?
No, I had some cucumber like maybe a week ago with some wings.
Oh, okay. So the wings, I was right about
so
the wings.
So you were right.
Okay. Well,
that's too bad because I thought I had the answer.
Oh, what were you going to say?
You know those processed vegetable sticks that come in a bag?
Oh, yeah, they're like chips. The veggie sticks.
I would say that's the last one.
Oh,
yeah,
that's actually a good call,
those
too.
Aren't that bad, actually, the
they
veggie
taste pretty
straws.
Good, yeah.
They're okay, yeah.
You just can't pretend that they're veggies for
no,
real.
No.
Well, they're pretty much powder.
Yeah, they are. They really are. Yeah.
That's good stuff.
And I don't think they're healthy.
Probably not. I mean, they
but
do seem kind of salty.
But for Dan, they are.
Yeah, I think that's true.
How do you maintain those locks and don't eat properly?
That's incredible. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
This one is from Huddlesfro. You are a billionaire tomorrow. What's the dumbest thing you drop $1 million on immediately?
Oh, boy. Oh, okay. I'm getting like just a ton of season tickets at Rogers Arena for the Canucks, all in like one section and just never going the entire year. So there's always one empty section at Rogers Arena.
That's good.
Yeah. That's pretty stupid, right?
I mean, it's definitely stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely
because the Canucks are there, right?
Yeah.
Well, especially because you could also like, you know, you could give the tickets to like sick children or.
I'm not putting them through that.
Dad?
That's easy answer.
Okay.
A big mother of a boat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, boats are just stupid in general.
And I'd be gone. And I would hire a captain and I would hire, because the ocean scares the shit out of me, right? Because I'm used to lakes in Ontario.
Yeah.
And then you get to the ocean, whatever. So I'd hire a captain, a first mate.
A chef. Yeah.
Probably some...
Like a butler?
I was thinking university people.
University people? What do you mean?
As like interns, sort of? Or like just to like clean up around the boat?
That's probably what university people are good at. But, yeah.
What do you mean by that? I'm very confused what you mean by university people.
I'll save that for the next episode.
John?
But anyway, so the boat's fully staffed.
Yeah.
I'll put it that way.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't have to do anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Separate quarters.
You're just thinking like with university people, you just want young people around because you like hanging out with younger people. Like when we would have people over to the house, yeah. And not in like a weird way, but just like, you know.
Just fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we'll keep going.
Okay. That's good. Yeah. I mean, now maybe I'm convinced I want to spend $1 million on university people. I don't even know. I'm going to spend $1 million on trying to figure out what university people means.
Yeah.
That's my $1 million.
You can just pay me and I'll tell you.
People that go to university.
Yeah. Oh, that's very good. Yeah. The dumbest thing I would spend $1 million on is a great question. I don't even know because I feel like I'm not, I mean, a boat is a great answer because buying a boat is always stupid. Mm-hmm. Like it's never a good investment to buy a boat.
Yeah.
It's like the most money pit thing that you could buy. That sound you hear is my father getting another beer. That's what you're looking at, Stefan.
Oh, okay.
Like, he's got his own cooler over here.
That's incredible.
It's not another sort of.
Wow.
My dad drinks Busch.
Didn't you? You got some beer for him as well.
I did. That's what he just finished.
Oh, okay.
And then I only drink one of those. Yeah. One craft beer a day.
Keeps the doctor away, they always say.
Yeah, you can only drink one craft beer and then you drink Busch.
Yeah.
That's good advice. That's very good advice.
Great advice. Yeah. What is a dumb thing? I mean, I'd see about getting into space. Seems like that's what all the rich guys are doing.
Yeah.
You know, I think it costs more than $1 million, but I'll figure out.
Yeah, a few billion.
Well, just to get a ride.
Did you see? Yeah, did you see the news story? Because Jeff Bezos was going up and there was the guy who paid $28 million for it.
Yeah.
And then realized he couldn't go.
Yeah.
So, like, imagine being rich enough that you're dropping $28 million to go to space and then realizing, I didn't look at my Google calendar.
Yeah, I'm busy.
And now I can't go.
I'm busy.
Yeah, I mean, that's very...
So that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking I'd spend, like, a couple mil on a ticket. Just, like, I get to ride with you know, Dickhead or whatever, Bezos, and we just chill.
Yeah, go to space.
Yeah, okay.
No, that's good.
Good question. Thank you to Huddlesfro.
Do we need a sound check? How are we doing there, Dan?
Good.
Yeah, we don't need a sound check.
Do I sound like a radio personality?
You sound great.
Yeah, you sound good. This is another question from Cool Friendly Guy.
Okay.
And I think that this is, you know, my dad, you know, you were, when you worked, you were a manager of an insurance firm and, you know, you did very well for yourself. And I think this is a good question because I also think you'll have a good answer for this. What is your biggest pet peeve in the workplace?
Ooh.
Well, that's an easy answer too.
Okay.
Anything, anybody to do with management.
But you were management.
No, but I had, unfortunately, people above me.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So anybody who was above me in the chain, without a doubt.
They were a pet peeve?
Yeah.
Like, but it wasn't like something specific they did. It was just that they were higher up the chain than you?
Well, yeah. I mean, I in my whole career, how many managers I had, I don't know, but I like two. Out of, if I started working when I was 15, so two managers out of
20?
50, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah.
Just because you just thought they were like bad people.
Well, yeah, you, how did I used to put that? You reach your ultimate level of ineptitude and get promoted, something like that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
That's fair, Stefan.
Yeah.
I mean, just like answering emails in general, I guess. That's not really a workplace thing. I haven't been back to the office since like last March.
Right.
At our office, like we had a pretty small bathroom and so there were always like people waiting to go use the bathroom.
Oh, so that was unfortunate because you didn't want to drop like a huge shit in there and then someone would follow up and be like, oh, Stefan really destroyed it in there.
Exactly. So
that definitely sucks.
Yeah. So I think just the bathroom situation in general, and then you would occasionally get people microwaving like popcorn. This is a classic complaint, I think, but people microwaving popcorn and like burning it or fish. Yeah. I mean, it's a stereotype, I think, for a reason, but people microwaving fish or popcorn or something like that in the office.
You should be fired. If you microwave fish, you're stupid and you should be fired.
Yeah. And I mean, I love fish.
So do I.
But microwave fish is no good.
Should be fired.
Yeah. John?
My pet peeve, the damn kids.
That makes sense.
You know what I mean? The stupid ass kids.
Yeah. I guess is there something like in the teacher's lounge? Is there anything annoying?
I mean,
only the teachers.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
are you allowed in the teacher's lounge, or is there a substitute teacher's lounge? It's like below.
It's right beside the custodial closet. We have more of a closet than a lounge. honestly, it's just teaching is a weird one because there's like different ways to teach. And so there are like ways that people teach that I don't have like a lot of respect for necessarily.
Sure.
Right. So I think that's part of it where like at your job, right? Most people, you work as a writer or like, say you're like a computer programmer or whatever, like everybody's kind of doing the same thing. Like, yes, you can have coworkers that you don't like or whatever, but they're like, they're just kind of doing the same thing.
Sure.
They're lazy. They might be lazy and you might be mad because you're like, hey, I do a lot more work than them and they get paid the same as me. But like in my case, if a teacher's like lazy or not a good teacher, I'm like, well, you're like actively
harming
these kids. Like this is a really like bad situation.
Yeah.
So I would, So I would say the teachers definitely are annoying.
Anybody who tries to teach anybody anything in this world, good luck. And I will give Johnny a compliment, and my daughter's a teacher as well. Mm-hmm. But I said anyone who would walk into a high school and a whole bunch of different ones on any given day, with the kids do whatever the hell they want. Yeah. I wish I was going to school now, to be honest with you, because back in my day, you know, you got in trouble with the teacher, you're in big trouble.
Yeah,
completely opposite these days. Right.
Yeah. I mean, you can't like when a kid, you just send them to the, you send them out of the, the classroom.
Just, I'm just get out of here.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah. I think you're a nice teacher. I think you're a cool teacher.
Well,
yeah,
maybe I was. I don't know if I am anymore, but we'll see.
Can only do it for so long.
Yeah.
Man. We'll see. Who knows? This one comes in from Jay. This one is more directed at you, Dad. Mr. Cullen, do you have any advice for someone who is 1 year into their marriage?
Well, enjoy it while you can.
Are you saying you no longer enjoy being married to mom?
No, I 100% do, but I'm the exception.
Right.
Because of your mom.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
So yeah, a year into it. Enjoy it. Most likely, I'm guessing at probably very soon for you, within a month, you're going to find out what I'm talking about.
A month.
Yeah.
That's a tight timeline.
Wow.
Well, and you know, how 55% of marriages now end up in divorce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was this fellow's name again?
Jay.
So Jay, you know what? Like myself, be an exception and be nice to your wife, which I'm sure you are, or you wouldn't be in a year right now, I'm guessing. And finding the right lifetime partner. How do you like that? Especially these days, good luck with that. So if things are going good at a year, keep her going.
That's pretty good.
Good advice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a long-term marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
something must be
you and mom
good.
Are like, you're not quite 40, right? You're just about 40.
Oh, we're over 40. 1979. I met her.
But married.
Married 36.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you're getting there.
Wow.
40 years. How long have your parents been married? Do you know? Like ballpark?
Ballpark over 40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because your parents are a bit older.
Yeah. I know my dad got married like the day after. It was August 14th. It was the day after his birthday. Because I think his dad wouldn't let him get married until he turned 21. And so he got married the day after he turned 21.
Oh, whoa.
Because
why? They thought that he'd be somehow blowing it if he got married a month before.
And your dad actually listened to that?
Yeah. Yeah. So the day after his birthday. So it was August 14th.
You just wanted to marry your mom so bad.
Yeah. And it would have been, 76.
Okay.
Yeah.
So close, 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're 45. Yeah.
This year. Yeah. Wow.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Honestly, my wife deserves the Canadian, what's that medal they give out?
Order of Canada.
That one.
Yeah.
For being married to you?
Yeah. Two of them. Matter of fact, I might give her one for every year that she was. How many medals? Smart. That's 36 medals. She's short. Yeah. I have to get a hold of Trudeau.
I agree. I agree with that.
Oh, well, and that's a whole other scenario. Him and my wife. So maybe you don't have time for that either. I don't know what your time frame is, but.
Well, the clock's on the TV. You're good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I see 38.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when do we shut her down? When I say so?
Well, like an hour.
An hour and a bit. Yeah.
Hour and a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll just see how we roll.
I'm barely getting started.
Well, unfortunately, the listeners are just about done.
Maybe we should cut it right here.
That would actually be a very funny place to cut it. But I think 39 minutes, a little too short.
Yeah.
But this is a question in the same realm that I think is good as well. This is from Zaylin. Mr. Cullen, what would be one piece of advice you'd give to Becca before marrying John?
Oh, boy.
Related specifically only to his most annoying bad habits. I don't think you necessarily have to do that if you don't want to, but what is one thing you would say to Becca before marrying me?
Don't marry him.
Jesus.
That's the first thing I'd say. After that, that's also an obvious answer, is the damn video games, right?
Well, she likes video games, too.
Yeah, well, I know, because you brainwashed her or forced her to play or something. Whatever you did to her, I have no idea. Did you put a video pill in her cereal or something?
Yeah, I put video pill in her cereal.
I got to agree. Yeah. I mean, you game way too much, John.
Yeah. and the phone.
Yeah, too much. Be on the phone, the games. I mean, you got to go outside once in a while.
Oh,
take a look.
Oh, my God.
At nature, you know?
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, go for a walk, you know? Touch grass.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Stefan plays video games for a living, so he's really...
Well, I guess that's true.
You're writing for a video game, and you have a video game stream.
Yeah.
And you play video games just for
just
fun.
Just on
also.
The side. Yeah.
And you're going to tell me Daniel's never played a video game in his life. He just eats vegetable things.
Veggie sticks.
Yeah, veggie straws. Sticks. Yeah. Yeah. No, you game as well, Dan. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we started with the original Atari.
Oh, okay.
And it was the Atari... I would call it ping pong, but that, what was
pong.
That?
Pong.
Pong.
Yeah.
Well, close.
Yeah.
Well, that was, we thought that was fascinating.
And yeah.
Bing, bing, bing.
Well, you told me you used to like to play Miss Pac-Man.
Well, I did.
Yeah. That was your big game.
Yeah. Mulligan's in Mississauga. My buddy and I owned that place.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not actually.
Sat there. And, well, we should have.
Like metaphorically, like.
We drank enough. We should have.
Yeah.
It. But we weren't smart enough to realize that and buy the place.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, Miss Pac-Man. I smoked back then.
Yeah.
And so I used to drive out to his place because I was living in Scarborough. I was back in Scarborough then, I think. Anyway, drive out there. We sat there all night. A lot of times I was supposed to go to my wife's place.
Yeah.
And so back then, you know, no cell phones. So you go to the payphone and I'd call her up and I'd go, "Hey, guess where I am?" That didn't go over well.
Yeah.
So a lot of times I didn't make it.
Yeah.
And then my buddy lived 10 minutes from there. And back in those days, it was legal to drive drunk.
Right.
Yeah. Nobody cared. You didn't get cops pull you over. Go.
Better get home.
Well, actually, usually they would say to me, "You should drive," and I'd be in worse shape than the guy that was driving. Right. But anyway, he lived 5 or 10 minutes away. Why we drove... But you just did.
Yeah.
You don't walk. In those days, you don't walk.
Yeah.
Why would anybody walk anywhere when you can drive, right?
Yeah.
So he would, one of us who could see the best would get us home. And how we made it, I don't have a clue. I actually have a really good story that goes with that if you have a minute.
You could do it.
Okay.
So, I do like that the question was... What advice do you have for Becca marrying John? And we are now we used to drive drunk all the time. It was totally chill.
I gave it.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is a good story.
Okay.
So we're playing Miss Pac-Man. We shut the bar down.
Is this Stewie?
1 o'clock. No, Tom.
Oh, Tom. Okay.
Yeah, that's all our story. So we do the Miss Pac-Man. We got to get a pizza.
Yeah.
So we drive into Oakville to get the pizza. So that's half an hour. We shouldn't be driving. So we get the pizza.
Yeah.
We get pulled over by the police. So my buddy says, "What's your full name and when were you born?" I'm like, and I'm half in the bag. Like, why you ask me that? Just answer. And he says, "Give me your license." Right?
Yeah.
So he's drunk.
Yeah.
His license was suspended.
Oh.
didn't tell me that. Cop comes to the door. What's your name? John Joseph Cullen. We got through, the cop let us go. And I'm sitting there with this pizza on my lap and he just like that. He is so calm. He was quite familiar with the police.
Right.
Yeah. You don't say.
And you have to be to say, when were you born? What's your name? And give me your license. You got to know what you're doing there.
Yeah. Right?
There's more stories there, but that's fine.
Wow.
That's good advice for Becca.
Yeah, good advice for Becca. Don't let John drive drunk.
I already said don't marry you.
Yeah, no.
That speaks for itself.
Right? Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
This one's from Scott Squid. Which musical instrument is the coolest and which is the lamest?
Oof.
I mean, the coolest is the drums, for sure. Not just because I play them. I mean, I think objectively, drums are pretty sick.
That's a classic, right?
But drums are pretty fucking cool.
They're pretty cool. Yeah. But I think it's the electric guitar. I think that's just like, I mean, that's a classic, obvious choice, I think. But I would say the electric guitar. You're saying the drums.
Well, I have a classic guitar, right?
Okay.
I have a 1963 Epiphone Batwing.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Stefan has no idea what you just
said.
No,
but it sounds very impressive.
Yeah, it sounds cool.
Yeah. Well, and relates to my teenage head shirt.
Okay.
You said the F word, which was unnecessary, but whatever.
I can say it's my podcast. I can do whatever I want.
You didn't have to say it there.
It wasn't adding to anything. It's that in the video games.
Totally. I haven't even said it yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, good for you.
And the shorts.
Wow.
The shorts are sweet.
It's a good thing it's not you don't have a camera going in here. Nobody wants to see that, honestly.
What? They love them.
Well, we'll get a picture after.
I get a lot of compliments on these shorts.
Yeah?
Not for me.
Well, that's fine. I don't give a shit.
It looks like a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken in there or something.
It's not. They're orange and white checkered shorts.
Let's see them. I didn't actually take a look at them before. Okay. Yeah, it's like a bathing suit almost.
Yeah, they're like Vans, like just like checkered shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
So what? Yeah, that's fine.
Lamest instrument? Like the oboe?
The lamest one for me is always bass clarinet, because I remember when I was growing up, I've talked about being in the gifted program before, which, Dad, someone asked if you could just confirm that I was in the gifted program, because people think I'm lying when I say that I was.
Well, actually, I did 2 years in one in grade,
that's not
in
what
grade
we're,
school.
No, we're not talking about
I know, I didn't hear what you said. My hearing's going. I did 2 years in one and elementary school.
Just say that I was in the gifted program.
And then I went to university when I was 17.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. That's really impressive.
Almost failed out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But can you just say that I was in the gifted program, please?
The gifted program?
Yes. Just say yes, that I was in the gifted program.
Well, you were in that baccalaureate thing.
International baccalaureate. Yes. Yeah, I was in grade 11 and 12, but I also went to a gifted school from grade 4 to 8. You know, because you talked about picking me up from there when I got suspended. So, you know, the school I went to.
Okay.
Anyway, I was in the gifted program. There was a kid who had already, like, he already knew how to play bass clarinet.
Oh,
like, he just like learned it at home.
When band was like starting.
Yeah. Like before band had even started, like his parents got him playing the bass clarinet when he was a kid.
Yeah.
And so he just thought that he was like the coolest guy on earth.
I think like most woodwinds in general.
Yeah.
Right?
And bass clarinet, it goes all the way down to the floor.
Yeah.
So you have this like little stand that you
put
on the floor.
Does it kind of curl up at the...
Yeah, it looks like a saxophone almost. And so it's got like a curved horn at the bottom and it just... So bass clarinet for me, because he was such a geek and he thought it was like the coolest thing ever that he already knew how to play an instrument and none of us did. But then that instrument was the bass clarinet.
Yeah. I'll say this as well. Underrated cool instrument. And my grandpa used to play this as well. It's the French horn.
French horn is cool.
That's cool.
Because you got to stick your whole fist in there. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
French horn is cool. And it's also complicated. Like you're like, how'd they even put that thing together? Yeah. How'd we come up with the French horn? You know? So that's true. What do you think is the lamest instrument?
Well, I mentioned my guitar, but I got two.
No, lamest, not coolest.
I know, but I'm not finished yet. So I got two answers, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the actual, because the guitar, I was talking about my guitar, not the coolest guitar. So the coolest instrument is the bagpipes.
Okay.
Okay.
That's true. Yeah. Bagpipes are pretty sweet.
They're tough to play.
And if my dad's best, they used to call it back in the day, his best chum.
Yeah.
Played the bagpipes.
Yeah. Oh, Roy did?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, one of them. Roy, I think it was Roy. It might have been Bill Mack. Hmm. One of the two. And it might not have been either of them. Somebody did. I know that.
I know someone who played the bagpipes. But even he might have been driving drunk at the time.
But even to get those thing to swell up like his balls is like, that's a major thing, right?
Yeah, that was a good callback.
So, yeah, that was good. I think so.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Yeah, whatever.
He's apparently the comedian.
Apparently. Okay, this is actually a good one too, Dad. You can actually help.
Excuse me, I didn't answer the lamest.
Oh, go ahead.
That's true. Yeah.
So the lamest, which you guys probably, they've hopefully got rid of those things in grade school, the recorder.
Oh, yeah, that's a great answer.
And that, I had no clue what that thing was. The sounds that came out of that.
You'd feel so bad for the teachers that had to teach
even
you
when it,
recorder.
Like, even when it sounded, when you were doing it right, it sounded horrible.
And then,
maybe just to do in the parents, they tell you, take it home and practice on it. Yeah.
I remember I used to practice in the bathroom because
I probably told you to do that.
No, I think the teacher actually did because they were like, oh, that'll bug your parents the least. Like, go in the bathroom, turn the fan on,
right,
and then practice in the bathroom with the fan on. So I can remember doing that.
I just don't know the point.
Yeah.
Who gives
this
plastic thing with holes that sounds like a dinosaur caught in a tar pit or something like that? who does that?
Yeah. Horrible.
Awful. That's a great choice.
That's abuse.
Yeah.
Dad, you can help us out here. This is from Simon. I'm going to spell a word and I just want you to say it how you would normally say it.
I know what the word is.
Yeah, you do. So I'm just going to spell it and then you just say how you would say it. Okay, so it's spelled D-E-C-A-L.
D-E-C-A-L?
Yeah.
Deckel.
Thank you.
Okay, yes, confirmation.
You. Wonderful. Okay. Because Stefan and I say deckel. In America, they say decal.
Yeah, well,
and people think
that speaks for itself.
Well, and people think that we're the screwed up ones that say decal.
Deckel sounds way better.
I agree.
I wonder how they say decaf in the States.
Decaf.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They switched around. Yeah. We say decaf and they say decaf. And we say decal and they say
I'll
decaf.
Have one of those old D, what'd you call it? Decaf. Decaf thing? Decaf?
Yeah.
Give me the decaf.
This is from, this is good. You can, people are going to like it if you take shots at me. This is from Kath.
Are you trying to lead me along here? I'm quite fine on my own.
I'm not. I'm just asking you the questions. This is from Kath. Mr. Cullen, what joke on either of John's comedy albums do you hate the most?
Ooh. Well, I'm not going to be specific, but there's a couple that I thought were in poor taste, but do I remember exactly what they are? I don't think so. I know what my favorite one is.
Yeah, Wii Boxing, because then you get to be the star of the show.
One? I've heard the Wii Boxing one.
Yeah.
That are in poor taste. I don't really have any jokes in poor taste.
You had a few, but I can't remember. And if I did,
maybe
the one where you curse out at the curse the student out.
No, he likes that.
No, that one's.
You're probably thinking of ones back in the day, not ones that are on my album. I don't think I really have any on my albums that are in poor taste.
Well, part of the problem is I haven't listened to your album.
Well, you were there when I recorded it. I mean,
I'm just kidding.
But yes,
it's a poor attempt at humor.
No, it was good. It was good. Okay, this is from Wally. Wally asks
Wally Cleaver.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wally asks, Dad, ask Stefan to show you his favorite Joey's World tour video.
Oh, okay. You have to ask me before I can.
I don't even know what that is, but show us Joey's World tour.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel really bad for this, so I don't want to see that. No. Stefan, you can explain. Joey's a guy we talk about on our show quite a bit.
Yeah.
Stefan, you can explain. I mean, he's your guy.
He reviews fast food car on YouTube.
Actually, you know what? I might have heard of him now that you mentioned it.
I mean, I don't think that you have, unless we brought it up with Arian Foster.
No, I might have stumbled across that somewhere.
I mean, maybe.
I think like the concept of it, maybe, because it is a popular genre.
I'd be surprised if you had ever seen Joey specifically before.
I didn't get off of CBC News. I know that.
No.
Yeah, he's definitely not
on the news.
Yeah, no.
But this is Joey reviewing the Arby's Meat Mountain sandwich.
Yeah, so Dad, you can just, we'll watch a little bit of it and feel free to like narrate it or just, talk about what you're seeing or how you feel about it.
Hi everyone, this is Joe from Joey Super Cool Food Review.
Can you go full screen?
That's annoying.
Today, muchachos, I'm doing Arby's Denali meat.
Okay, I'm not going there.
So
definitively.
Holy shit. Yeah. Look at that sandwich.
Mountain in Alaska. And you speak.
What is on there?
It's every meat that Arby's has.
But then what's the fried stuff at the bottom?
So that's chicken? Fish.
Oh, fish.
That's fish.
Oh, it's like fish and chicken.
You have to be like a heron to eat that?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Or a crocodile or whatever.
Oh, my God.
Is he going to eat that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
In this.
Maybe you can shut it off now then.
Meat mountain here.
Well, do you want to fast forward to it?
I'm good. I'm just kidding.
Fish.
I'll just turn away when he eats it.
Yeah.
Bacon. We have brisket.
This is cheese.
We have American cheese. We have roast of the beef. We got the ham. We got everything your little heart desires in this meat mountain.
Hey, everything. Everything in that one.
Ooh, 10 buckaroos.
$10.
Everything your little heart desires.
That is disgusting.
The Dolly meat.
Are people paying him for that?
Mountain.
Not specifically. I mean, we pay him for stuff.
Well, for limited time.
Cameos, yeah, but
yeah.
Have you? So you know this guy?
Are
you working on?
We don't know him.
Yeah,
but we watch a lot of his videos on our show.
Yeah,
and that's why someone asked us to show him.
And I mean, do you want to explain Cameo?
Leave a comment.
Yeah, we've got some cameos from Joey before.
Yeah,
it's like a celebrity. It's a website where
you can pay to get custom videos from
custom messages. So we've got a few custom messages
from him.
Yeah, I guess you would you have him in your studio?
No.
And why would that be?
Well, he never would come here.
Yeah, but I think he. I mean, I do think he probably would smell.
Here we go.
Yeah, he would smell for
like
sure.
He's.
But I mean, I think if he was in Vancouver, we would try to have him on the show. I feel like.
I guess. Yeah. Yeah, I think we probably would.
So you'd have him in the studio here?
I think so.
We'd kind of have to
review some fast food.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
He's only eaten the bacon. He just took a piece of bacon off the top of it and ate it. That's what you're hearing.
Maybe skip ahead like 20 seconds to see a bigger bite.
Oh, this is horrible.
So is he kind of like the Iron Man of fast food?
But
really.
Because he normally
really
just eats their normal menu items, but because this is like a crazy menu item, he just...
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it's not good.
I didn't wait 3 years for this.
I've been trying to warn you. This is what you waited 3 years for.
Yeah.
How did I wait 3 years to see that?
Well, that's part of the pod. We show a lot of our guests this guy.
Okay, next time I come on, I don't want to see that.
I mean, I don't like him either.
Yeah,
so.
I make John watch this guy all the
time. Well, and I may be jumping the gun here, but I'm booking my next episode today.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
With you.
Just with me.
So, yeah, you're the boss, right?
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Stefan is not the boss.
And I know my friend will support me here.
Oh, Dan will be here.
Oh, so that's two against one, I'm in.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, so we'll write it in the book.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, we can turn this off.
Yeah, I think we can turn this off now. Yeah. But this is one of our we watch a lot of his stuff. Yeah.
I'd lose that if I were you.
I agree. Thank you, Dad.
You're welcome.
So that actually worked out well for me. And what photography tips would you give to a novice?
Oh, that's a great question.
Yeah.
That's a very easy answer. Be happy with whatever you shoot, period. Don't ever worry about what other people think about what you're doing. Do it for yourself. Have fun. Shoot everything and anything, especially when you're getting started. And you may find after you do it for a while that, well, I've always said that my photography in particular, this may sound kind of corny, but I like it anyway, is an expression of the inner self.
Sure. Yeah.
So when you're out on your own, enjoy yourself, let it be yourself, do it for yourself. And whatever anybody else says, fuck them.
There it is.
I
saved it up for the perfect time.
I had to put one out.
Yeah.
We knew. We have to get it.
I know my time's running, right?
Oh, yeah. No, that's good.
That was great.
This is actually a good one, too, from Wally again, because there is still confusion about me, and I wasn't really around when this guy played. Mr. Cullen, was there much confusion between yourself and the NHL player, John Cullen?
I want to ask him right now how Beaver's doing.
Wally Cleaver. Yeah. That's all you can think of.
Yeah, I don't know why. So he asked me, "What about John Cullen?"
Just if there were like, was there a lot of confusion? Like, did people comment on that you had the same name as him a lot?
I was a better hockey player.
Okay, but yeah,
that's my answer.
Okay. What else here? We've only got a couple questions left. Oh, this. I mean, I personally think this is a great question.
Okay,
this one's from Mutt. Mr. Cullen, I myself am a father. I was hoping you could give me your best parenting advice since you have raised such an amazing human in John. He's so kind, gentle, funny, giving, caring, handsome, outgoing, dedicated, respectful, thoughtful, and just an all-around great guy.
Who wrote this question?
Mutt. You can go look in the Discord. He wrote it. I did not make it up.
It wasn't you.
That was the full question.
How much did you pay him?
Nothing.
He just said that.
Yeah, Dan, you can look it up. It's in there right now.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the best parenting advice?
Yeah, give me your best parenting advice since you've raised such an amazing human in John. He's so kind, gentle, funny, well, giving, caring, handsome, outgoing, dedicated, yeah, respectful, thoughtful, again. And just an all-around great guy.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a bunch of shit, but that's fine. I think that's an easy answer as well.
A lot of easy answers for you today.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're on top of it.
Yeah.
Well, you prepared. You wrote down notes and stuff, right? So.
Well, I did, but I left them at home. So I retained something.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an easy answer. You care for your kids. You listen to your kids. You be there for your kids. Swollen nuts or not.
I mean, you never listened to a damn thing I said. What the hell are you talking about?
I listened to everything you said. I didn't like any of it. So I'll Wally Cleaver. So
this is Mutt.
Mutt, I'm sorry. Mutt Lang?
Yes, Mutt Lang.
I figured that.
Yeah.
So I'll give you one really quick story here in terms of things, in terms of parenting. So Johnny was across the street and smucked the neighbor's car on purpose with his hockey stick.
Ooh. I was mad.
Yeah.
Oof. The neighbor didn't do anything, record. I just did it.
The neighbor brings him home. I was at work or wherever I was.
You were fishing.
Golfing. In the bar with clients. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, you were away for that weekend. I think you're on a fishing trip that weekend.
No, I don't think so because I remember.
You were definitely away because you got mad because mom let me play hockey the next day.
Well, my recollection of that, and we're running out of time.
No, it's fine. There's no hard limit.
But my recollection of that is I wasn't out of town. I was around, but the fellow brought you over and then I got home and you were in your room because you hit his car with the hockey stick. And then I went in the room and was discussing a few things with you in my usual calm, quiet, best father of the year manner.
Yeah.
And you said to me that you were going to call the police on me.
Yeah, that wasn't the same incident. But yes, I did say I was going to call the police.
Okay, I don't care. So let's go with that incident, whatever incident that was. And I remember saying to you, I'm sure it was the car because I remember saying to you, you go ahead and call the police because when the policeman gets here, you're going to jail for smacking the guy's car.
Yeah. Maybe. Then, I don't know.
Well, and then you destroyed your room. I just shut the door and went, yeah, okay, well, whatever you're up to.
What is that related to parenting advice? That's what I'm trying to get here. You're just telling a story of me hitting a guy's car apropos of nothing. And then I was a further piece of shit.
But you turned out to be a good guy. So
true. That's
obviously
true.
The parenting advice was I was smarter than you at the time.
That's the parenting advice?
Yeah, because the cops are going to throw you in jail.
Oh,
yeah.
I see. So your advice to Mutt is be smarter than your kids.
Precisely. Okay. If you can.
If you can.
Yeah.
Some days, maybe not.
That's pretty good. Okay. I like this one. This is from Senior Card Gauge Mortgage. You're going to a party hosted by someone you don't really like. Mm-hmm. What do you bring along so as to not look rude, but also to express some of your feelings that you don't really like them?
Ooh, I don't go. That answers that. I never went to a party I didn't want to go to.
I got to think this through here.
Because I'm thinking like you'd bring just like an obviously cheap bottle of wine. Like I feel like that's a kind of a solid one where it's just like just kind of a piece of shit.
Like a, maybe like a hard baguette.
Oh,
there's a Kirby enthusiasm that where he gets bread and he brings bread instead of wine.
Or you bring that monstrosity that our buddy was eating.
Oh, the Denali Meat Mountain. Yeah. As like the cold cuts plate.
Yeah. The whole thing. Just take the bun off and that becomes the cold.
And you
cut
tell everybody at the party, I'm not leaving till all of you eat one of those.
That's okay. That's the answer.
That's a great answer. That's very solid. Yeah. Okay. This will be the last question. This is from Braden. You just met an alien from outer space. They don't know what music is. You have to play them three songs to show the aliens what music is all about. Which three songs are you choosing? And maybe we'll just say we'll do one song each.
Okay.
Instead of three songs. So aliens don't know what music is. What song are you showing them to show them what music is?
Oh, boy. Oh, this is tough.
That's a tough one.
This is tough.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking maybe some classical music, potentially.
Oh, really?
Potentially.
Hmm.
But
that wasn't where my mind went.
Already floating around in the Golden Record anyway. So if they want to listen to that, they can go listen to the Golden Record. That's floating around with Voyager or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So, oh, I'm going to go with New Noise by Refused.
You're going to scare the aliens?
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. Sort of keep them on their toes, you know?
And that'd be cool.
Yeah.
I was thinking the opposite way. Like I was like thinking like,
some,
what's like
R&B
a nice
or something,
quiet,
something kind of smooth.
My first thought for whatever reason was like Simon and Garfunkel. Play some,
okay,
like some like Mrs. Robinson or Sound of Silence or just like,
oh,
you know,
yeah,
like
that's
this
not
is
bad.
Just like nice harmonizing voices.
Do you worry that they'll be like, okay, we can definitely invade this planet?
That's, I mean, that is certainly a possibility. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We have something else here.
Yeah. Dad just went and reached into his paper bag of tricks. So yeah, I'll just go with that.
Okay.
Don't second guess it.
Sure. Yeah.
I'll just say Sound of Silence.
Yeah.
That's my answer.
Yeah.
Father.
So I got two answers.
Okay.
So Collective Soul song Run.
Okay.
Do you know that song?
Yes, Run. Yeah. Collective Soul. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. All about this COVID thing, right?
Right.
So sort of. Maybe they didn't plan that.
Yeah.
But even the cover, right, with the mouth and all the bees. Oops, excuse me. All the bees flying around and all that type of thing.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So I've probably listened to that the most.
Okay.
And then that song, you know, with the skull on the cover that you gave me a long time ago. And I'm trying to, you should remember that because it was on one of our trips.
Oh,
the wind
oh,
is blowing
yeah, yeah,
cold.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The stills.
The stills.
The stills.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What's the song? Yeah, Being Here.
Being Here, exactly.
Okay. The stills.
Very, very good.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a nice segue, which just was an opportunity to bring this up. So one of the highlights of Johnny and I was I played with the band at Granville Island.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Where you can get great pickles.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm so glad you brought that in. You're trying to outdo me. So played in front of 120 young people.
Yeah.
And so the answer to stay with the theme here was Let Shake, right?
By Teenage Head.
By Teenage Head, yeah. Which is what this shirt
That's
is.
The shirt, yeah.
Of which Johnny and I saw them at the...
Red Room.
The Red Room. And the lead singer's name is Venom.
Frankie Venom.
Frankie Venom.
Great name.
Of which people have... referred to me as that on occasion.
Okay.
And he actually passed away at 51, I think.
Shortly after we saw him.
About two months after we seen him.
Yeah, yeah.
But for Johnny, that was a Father's Day thing. And Johnny's buddy, Lee, hi, Lee. It was fabulous night. Scared the hell right out of me. But I'm so glad I did it. Right?
Oh, that's amazing.
And I suck on the guitar, even with a nice guitar. Like, I'm terrible.
Is that? I'm sure he doesn't suck. Come on.
I suck.
John. I wouldn't say he sucks, but he...
I can play it.
Yeah, I mean, you know. In my lifetime, since I've known my dad, I think there was like a pretty... like I think dad learned how to play guitar a bit when he was a teenager and took lessons and everything. And then I didn't even really know my dad played the guitar for the first like 7 or 8 years of my life because I didn't like, he never played it.
Right.
And so it might not have even been until I started playing drums that you started playing guitar a bit more, maybe a little before that. I started playing drums when I was 11, but then we would kind of like jam a little bit, but my dad just hadn't played guitar for so long that, you know, he kind of just knew like two or three songs or like,
and a few chords
yeah. that
but
he would just sort of play.
By.
Yeah. So. Like, Lee taught him how to play Let Shake properly because he could sort of play it before that. Then Lee kind of helped him out with that. And then we played it, but it's a very simple song.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, I wouldn't say my dad sucks. I just would say it hasn't been something you've invested a lot of time into.
I'm not Jimi Hendrix.
He's not Jimi Hendrix. I will say that.
We have one more thing.
One more and then I'm done.
Okay.
And good for me. I go another. I'm not finished, but that's fine. So this is a... very good example in 2010 of Johnny and I on a road trip to watch LA play.
Okay.
The Kings.
Yeah.
And we had third row seats and it was cheap and we stayed in the Biltmore in LA.
Ooh.
And we had a fantastic time. And really, we did a roast with Johnny
in 2010 when I turned 25.
Probably.
That is exactly when.
And honestly, like that was easy at that time in terms of roasting. Now, not so much.
Yeah, because he can't roast me anymore because I'm too successful. And what were the other things? Thoughtful, generous, kind, handsome, great guy to be around.
Excuse me, you're a curler. And we didn't even get into that. But we'll leave
that. What's
wrong with
that? You were never ranked in 25th in the world in a sport.
That's not a sport.
It is a sport.
That.
John,
not.
You need to bring that haircut back.
I know.
Yeah.
I honestly, that would have been like probably when I ski jumped it at the front and right. I just like, we didn't, were on vacation. Yeah. So I just didn't.
It's like Jim
so
from just, the office here.
Yeah. It's not great. Yeah.
But in fairness to John, I mean, we went down there for 3 or 4 trips. Highlight of my life. Rebecca screwed that all up.
Well, so, okay. Wait, what?
That's fine. Well, you got a,
she has not
you got a fiance. We can't travel anymore. That's fine.
I said we can't travel.
I don't hold it against
her. Nothing to do with her.
I don't hold it against her. But anyway,
like half the time her and I have been together, there's been a pandemic and we can't go across.
We
the
can
border.
Keep going for another hour if you guys want.
Yeah. Well, we'll have episode
we might
two.
Have which, to,
yeah.
We might have to
which
now.
Which we need to. But anyway, the purpose of that, there's a young guy who doesn't drink. All I do is drink, especially on these trips.
Yeah.
He drove me around, took care of me. A few times I really didn't behave very well.
Well,
and
no, that's not fair to yourself. I mean, you were a little drunk, but you weren't doing anything that was out of line.
Highlight of my life, those trips. I never forget.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah. Yeah. And we did a bunch of them and I really miss doing that. But you got a fiance, you know, who says,
well, that has nothing to do with it at all.
You can't travel with your dad anymore. It's okay.
That is, oh.
I accept it for what it is. But anyway,
it's nothing to do with it.
That's basically it. So I just want to say one more thing before we finish, if I'm back on track here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that part of the reason of donating this? This means a lot to me.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm donating it here. Because trust me, I've tried the art thing. It's really difficult. I think I would say I'm fairly talented in terms of my photography. Yeah. I don't edit anything. I don't Photoshop it. It's all what I do on my own. So for you guys to get to the point that you are and watch it grow, and trust me, in all fairness, if you brought me on here before your 3 years, it might have went down the tubes. So
yeah,
I think
this is the end of the show,
so
by the way.
I think when you wanted me on, he is fairly bright. And I think he yeah. was thinking, you know what? We've accomplished all this. We not yet.
Yeah. That's actually what I said. John kept saying we gotta have him on.
Well, I gotta have him on because he doesn't want to listen to me anymore. No, but truthfully, like you guys have done a really good job thanks to Dan.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Absolutely.
That is
couldn't
true.
Do it without Dan.
Dan the man. And but anyway, thoroughly enjoyed it. This is very comfortable, right?
We try
yes,
our best.
We try.
Oh, it is. And yeah. I kind of looked in here and I went, maybe it's hot and maybe this and that and the other thing, but this is awesome.
So oh, you just mean it's physically comfortable.
Yeah. That's yeah. what he means.
It it's is, physically it is comfortable. Very comfortable.
Well, yeah. and also just.
And mentally.
Okay. Yeah. yeah.
It's mentally good. He's also yeah. mentally comfortable.
Yeah. yeah.
Well, thanks, Dad.
This
thanks for
so
joining
much fun.
Us on the show.
Yeah.
People can follow you on Instagram. What's your photo account again?
JJ Cullen Photos.
There you go. So okay. follow my dad on Instagram at JJ Cullen Photos. Thank you as always for donating to the show. We love you. We appreciate you. We'll see you back here later this month. And like we said on the regular episode this week, Block Party D&D 2 Paranoia is coming up in August. So make sure you stay locked to the Patreon. All that stuff's going to be all the info on that and everything's going to be coming out very soon. But Josh Burgle is back as our DM
yeah.
and it's going to be a blast. So thanks for donating. Thanks for tuning in and we'll see you back here very soon. Bye.
And, one more thing.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say thanks for having me.
Okay.
That's a power move.
All right. Well, thanks for being here.
Yeah. This is fun.
Glad to be here.